Now let's turn to West Africa. For more than a decade, Liberia has been struggling to recover from civil war. It has a female head of state now, and it also has big supporters in the U.S. One of them is Bob Johnson, who founded and later sold Black Entertainment Television. Now he's building a 4-star beachfront resort near Liberia's capital, Monrovia. Bob Johnson recently told me why he decided to invest millions of dollars in Liberia's economy.
It's part of a commitment I made to President Johnson Sirleaf and the people of Liberia to help Liberia recover from some 13, 14 years of civil war. And it came about as a result of my participation as well as President Sirleaf's participation in President Clinton's global initiative that he hosts every year in New York. And the charter is do something, small or large, but do something. And so my something is to help Liberia.
What are we talking about in terms of the kind of money it takes to make this happen?
We are putting in approximately $12 to $13 million in the construction of this hotel and the opening of the hotel, which is scheduled for March of 2009. It'll be a 86-room hotel, as I said, situated on the beach, great facility for everybody from government officials, expats who want to go back and visit Liberia, as well as business people who are looking to do business in post-conflict Liberia.
So do you expect to get a tourist crowd eventually?
Oh, absolutely. Liberia is absolutely ripe for tourism from the standpoint of ecotourism. It's a beautiful country. It has a huge, long coastline. It's right on the equator, so it's very lush and green. And that's why we're on the beach as well, to give that that feeling of a vacation as well as a tourism opportunity.
What about security? What measures are you taking?
Well, more and more every day, Liberia, including downtown Monrovia and the countryside, is becoming more and more secure as President Sirleaf begins to rebuild the infrastructure. But as far as the hotel is a walled-off facility with security guards and one place that people can absolutely feel secure. I have no doubt that people in this property will feel secure whether they're in their rooms or whether they take a stroll from their room out to the beach pool or the beach bar. It's a property that will be very attractive, and people could go there confident that they and their property will be secure.
President Sirleaf is expected to host some of the first guests who come to the hotel. And what's your relationship like with her? It seems as if you've cultivated a really good relationship that has allowed you and inspired you to do this project.
It's really great. I mean, I really like doing things with her because she's an inspiring leader. I mean, she's a businesswoman. That attracts me as a business person. She thinks like that. She's one of those can-do kind of presidents or CEOs, if you will, and she has a commitment to bring very talented people back to Liberia. She has a commitment to work with corporations to get things done. She's a tough negotiator for a country as well. She should be, but she's also committed to doing deals that will generate economic opportunity within the country. And the historic relationship with Liberia, I sort of majored in history in college. And the fact that Liberia has this unique cultural and historical relation with the United States almost makes it to me a compelling argument that African Americans ought to identify with Liberia as a country founded by freed American slaves. And it's got all the right kind of ingredients for a relationship, and that's why I've sort of felt an attraction to Liberia, both as a historical president, but particularly because President Sirleaf, as the only female head of state in the Sub-Saharan Africa, is so committed and so dedicated to making sure that Liberia becomes sort of a gateway to West Africa for Americans and for commerce in general.
I want to talk just briefly about some of the other projects you have. I mean, just give me a couple of examples of things that you're doing because you do have such a diversified company. What else excites you about what you're doing?
Well, another thing we're doing in Liberia, we have a $30 million private equity fund that's providing equity investments to Liberian entrepreneurs to do everything from open up restaurants to open up a small bread and breakfast hotels. All of these things are being done, again, in partnership with OPIC. And we have, to date, made available a little over $3 million in equity investments in companies, putting somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,500 to 2,000 people to work in Liberia in these startup businesses. So it's a platform of financial assets that I think sort of send a message that African Americans can manage the wealth of this nation and create value.
You mentioned the importance of trying to have an African-American financial base. I want to ask you about African-American political base. During earlier parts of this whole presidential campaign season, you were a bit critical of Senator Obama's campaign, saying that it had a hair trigger on anything racial, and essentially backing up Geraldine Ferraro when she also criticized the campaign. How do you feel now?
Well, you know, as in any campaign, you compete for your candidate, and when the primary is over, you join the other candidate to win. And that's what we do in the Democratic Party, and that's what Senator Clinton did. She competed to the best of her ability, and when it's over, both she and I said, first, the most important thing for us to do now is to get Senator Obama elected. And I believe Senator Obama will be elected president of the United States. He certainly deserves to be. And so to me now, the unique historical fact of his election, to me, is so overwhelming, particularly to African Americans, but I think to all Americans, that we need now to focus on pulling the party together, making sure that Senator Obama's message has gotten out there, making sure that voters see a unified party behind a leader that can make this country better for everybody. And so I have been actively raising money for Senator Obama, and I will continue to do so, and I will do everything I can to help, as Senator Clinton told all of her supporters to do.
Are you going to be at the convention?
Yes, I will be out there.
Well, we are, of course, going to be there, too, and we would love to catch up with you on the scene if we can coordinate it.
Yeah, I'd be delighted. I mean, have your people contact my office. I'd be delighted to talk to you about it, because I told someone else that, to me, if you look at sort of the seminal events in African-American history as far as the United States is concerned, you've got the Emancipation Proclamation, you've got the Civil Rights Movement, and now potentially the election of the first African-American president. And I would probably have to say that when you stack it all together, that the election of Senator Obama to be the most powerful person in the free world and the leader of the United States probably rises a little bit above Abraham Lincoln's 1863 Emancipation Proclamation as an impact, because I think it just means that African Americans have now attained the highest level of political power that maybe was set in motion by the Emancipation Proclamation, but now it's embodied potentially in the presidency of the United States. So to me, it's historic. It's something that has deep meaning for everybody in this country, if not people around the world.
Well, Bob, great to talk to you, and hope to see you.
Okay, we will do it.
Robert Johnson is founder and chairman of the RLJ Companies. He's also the founder of Black Entertainment Television. His new hotel in Liberia is scheduled to open in March of 2009.